With me in the studio is Ina Burmeister, the Executive Director of the Western Health Foundation and Development Director for RMCHCS, and Dr. Christopher Gonzaga, who will be the honoree for this September's Charity Invitational. And now, Ina, could you give us a little background on the Charity Invitational? I know that you've gone through a few of these over the years. Could you tell us what you know of how it got started, how it was first developed, and some projects that you've funded over the years?
Sure. This year is actually our 20th Charity Invitational, and our 21st year, because we missed 1 year a couple years ago. So it started in the 1990s. And as a way to raise funds for specific projects to support RMCHCS and healthcare in the community. We have done a number of projects. Some of them include we raised money for digital mammography equipment. We raised funds for a pediatric monitor system. We raised money 1 year to renovate the clinics. We renovated both Red Rock and College Clinic. Last year, we raised money to reopen the behavioral health residential treatment program, and which we did reopen last October. And since then, we've developed, in addition to serving clients, we've also developed a work rehab program for clients once they've gone through the treatment program. So that whole thing is growing because of the seed money we were able to raise last year. So those are some of the examples of things that we've done over the years.
And, of course, this Charity Invitational coming up from September 9th through the 17th, inclusive, is raising funds for a new wellness center. Now, is that using an existing space that was formerly used for dialysis?
We have not served dialysis patients in that building for a number of years. A new dialysis unit was built in 2008, 2009, and so all those services were transferred over to that building. So we're not displacing any patients at this point.
Right. You have a facility that hasn't been utilized to its full benefit since that move.
Currently, the upstairs is being used for storage, and the lower level, we have offices there for our home health and hospice program and some counseling offices. And those are going to be moved. But we are planning to renovate the building, both floors. But not only are we going to include all of our outpatient rehab services, and that includes physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, wound care. We're also including our diabetes education and prevention program. We did a study and learned that over 40% of our patients that use our rehab services have diabetes. And so we think this is a really good way to help them monitor their health and really become healthier. I mean, yes, you're working on your joint, muscle, whatever issues, but at the same time, you have issues related to your diabetes. And so, you know, we would like to be able to work with our clients and treat them in a more holistic way. And then in addition to that, we're also going to include our Healthy Parenting, Healthy Kids program in the Wellness Center. And this is a program that was started about 4 years ago with a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield. We have a registered dietitian, Daisy Arsenal, who coordinates the program. And she works with children, young to high school age, and their families. If these kids are at risk for developing obesity or diabetes, she works with them to help them look at their lifestyles, make significant changes so as to prevent the onslaught of that disease. And so the program also has an after-school exercise component. So they do that right now in our current rehab area, and it's just not enough space. But the other exciting thing is we're actually going to build a kitchen in the building so that we can offer healthy cooking classes for, you know, the kids and their families and stuff. So it's all about prevention and then also the treatment of the acute And then aftercare, because one thing I didn't mention was that we also have an aftercare program for folks who have gone through the physical therapy but want to continue that under the watch of a PT technician. And so they're able to come in every morning and do their exercise and just get stronger so they're more comfortable doing things on their own down the road.
Is there anything else you might like to discuss, maybe in summarizing what is planned for the charity invitational? Or Dr. Gonzaga, would you like to chip in on some of that?
I can do that. So this is almost like a two-week event, because we'll start the kickoff on September 9 with a golf tournament, which unfortunately we can't hold it here in Gallup since our golf course is under renovation. So we're going to have it at in Grant's golf course.
At the Coyote del Mapais golf course.
Yes.
That's the Badlands of Coyotes golf course.
Yes.
2001 or 2001 George Hennish Boulevard in Grants. For more information, you can call 505-285-4200.
Yes, and then this year we've added some exciting events that will come in the following day, which is a Saturday, on September 10. We have the mile run, 1.5-3 mile run, and it's an adventure run race. It's almost like an obstacle course that is going to happen at the OHV MX Park, which is 139 Hustler Valley Road. Here in Gallup. So there's two simultaneous events that's going to happen during that time at 9 a.m. The other ones at 9 a.m. is going to be the trap shoot also at the Gallup shooting range, which is located 6 miles west and 3 miles north of downtown Gallup. So we have, if people are interested, they can call into the rehab facility for further questions at 863-7136 for this event, which is going to not only invite like adults but also children to participate in this course.
And Ina, the whole charity invitational wraps up with a gala event on Saturday, September 17th, 6 p.m. at Red Rock Park. In Church Rock, where we're having the centennial in the last part of August. Now, what are the qualifications for an organization or individual to take part in the Charity Invitational and to take part in the gala?
Sure. We, Rachel, we have quite a large goal this year, more than usual. The whole project is going to be $1.5 million, approximately $1.6 million probably, realistically. And we've been asked to raise a good amount of that. So what we do when we raise funds for charity is we have different sponsorship levels. And in those, so an organization or an individual could come in as a sponsor at the various levels, in which with each level you get X amount of dinner tickets, X amount of golf spots in the golf tournament, and X amount of trap shoot spots. So those events can be part of the sponsorship. You can also buy individual tickets. So a dinner ticket is $150 if you want to just come to the dinner. To play in the golf tournament, it's $300 per person. And to be in the trap shoot, it's $100 per person. Now, not included in the sponsorships is the new event, the Adventure Run Walk. And we are charging $25. And this is really to get a wider group of folks involved. I mean, we've been, you know, very, very grateful for all the support we get from our sponsors. But there are many folks out there that would like to support this, but might not be able to have the you know, the money available to participate in some of the other ways. So this is a great way, you know, $25, come and have a day of fun. And then we actually have some other activities going on as well, and I'm going to let Dr. Gonzaga introduce another fundraiser that's going to be connected to charity.
Dr. Christopher Gonzaga, who will be the honoree for this September's Charity Invitational.
It's really an honor for me to be chosen this year. We came here to Gallup, me and my wife, in 1997. My daughter was here with me now. She used to be just a baby then. Now she's turning 20. And we've been welcomed by the community, and a lot of people were praying for us to come to help, you know, in the organization. And later on, our community grew, the Filipino community. And I want to include them in this honor because they've also helped in the organization. We have a couple of doctors. In fact, how we came here, because our friends who were physicians here before invited us to come and we stayed. Some of them left, but we have nurses who have been recruited from the Philippines. I think twice the organization went to the Philippines to recruit nurses. And some of them have stayed, some of them move on. And then we still have ongoing nurses coming. And then recently we have a bunch of teachers who had come from all over the Philippines to come and help in the reservation and also in the Gallup McKinley County School. So because of that, I want to include them in this honor. So we're having a cultural extravaganza that's going to happen on August 26, Friday at 6 p.m. at the JFK Mid School Auditorium in support of this charity invitational so we can contribute. The ticket is going to cost $10 and it's available at the college and Red Rock clinics and also with the Filipino teachers at Gallup McKinley County Schools. And if they have questions, they can call through the foundation at 863-7282. The thing about this event, we're going to have songs, we're going to have dances, and at the end of the performance, we'll have a food for everyone who's going to come. And what a way to treat our community. Even for $10, you have some concert preparation, some Filipino food that I think most of our people or friends have been looking forward to.
Over the past few years, there have been a few attempts to start up what I would call an international community choir that would sing songs from a variety of cultures. I think there was one attempt to have a Tagalog.
Yes, we did one actually. Last Christmas, we came here to the college to sing, and my wife and I and a couple of Filipinos came and performed with Dr. Dyer and their group, you know, during the Christmas event. I have the most fun doing that. And this was organized by, I think, one of our assistant superintendent now.
Yes.
Mr.
Lynn Heeman.
Lynn Heeman,
yes,
yeah.
Actually. I participated in that choir for a time, but
okay.
But I didn't do it as well.
So you're like an alumnus then, like
that's
that.
Right. It was a very yes. good recital, I thought, and I was glad to have a chance to see that.
Yes.
But with regard to your medical career,
yes,
you are being honored. Now, when they first approached you, did they give you a choice about whether you could be honored in this? or did you just...
We just came from a meeting and Ina with Mr. Cornejo told me about it. And I was in near shock because, there are a lot of people who have really served in the community for so many years than I did, and I think they deserve as much honor as they were giving me, and I was really humbled, but it's just coincidental that next year is going to be our 20th year here in Gallup, me and my wife, it's really a blessing for us to have come here, you know. As I mentioned, people have prayed for us to come and help in the community, and this is our home now. And I enjoy doing what I do, and I've been supporting the Charity Invitational all these years. In fact, it's so funny because I used to donate so someone can play golf for me. So that's how I learned how to play golf, because instead of me donating, someone plays for me. I learned how to play golf. So ever since then, it was fun for me every year to look forward to it, to reunite with friends and at the same time have fun along the way.
I just have to add this because when we told Dr. Gonzaga that he was the honoree, he kept trying to convince us why he should not be the honoree. It took a little bit of convincing, but we are he talks about him being blessed, but we and his patients are definitely blessed by him, and he goes beyond in caring for his patients. And I have heard story after story about, you know, how he's been there for them, and we're honored to have him on our staff and part of our medical
honors
community.
Likewise.
In terms of the actual events, the first big event, of course, is the golf tournament. That's Friday, September 9 at the golf course in Gallup.
In Grants.
In Grants.
The Coyote del Mapa East Golf Course.
Yes, there is one golf course in Grants, and it's there. And then the following day, we have two events. One is the trap shoot competition, one that we've had, you know, for the last number of years. Both of them start at 9 o'clock. The Adventure Run Walk, actually, registration can begin already at 7 a.m., but the actual events begin at 9. And that is the run walk, and that has an entry fee of $25. And then on Saturday, September 17, is a gala event, and that is at Red Rock Park in Church Rock. So for any questions, the best thing is just to contact the foundation. And I'll give that number again. It's 505-863-7287.
And Ina, is there a website or Facebook page for Western Health Foundation?
We have a Facebook page, but we've been having some challenges with it. So we're working on it. And there is information on the website, which is www.rmch.org. And just for anyone, you know, if you simply want to just make a donation for this event, you don't even want to participate, but you really think that the Wellness Center is a great idea, you know, you can certainly just send us a donation. You'll get a tax receipt letter for that, and send it to the attention of Western Health Foundation at 1901 Red Rock Drive in Gallup.
And one last question about Western Health Foundation. That is a name that many people may remember, but, you know, it wasn't Western Health Foundation for a while. It was called something else. Could you talk about how that went back and forth and why it's Western Health Foundation again?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked, Rachel. That's a really good question. Some years ago, this was actually when I first came here, 8 years ago, I guess, when I started at the hospital. 7 years as the foundation director, the board at the time felt that the Western Health, what did that mean? You know, we were really raising money for the hospital. And so a decision was made to rename the foundation, RMCHCS, to just solidify that identity, because we are under the umbrella of the RMCHCS Corporation, although we are a separate 501c3 organization with our own board. And our projects have been very much focused on the hospital. Over the past couple years, the foundation board has been going through some changes. There actually was a time when we didn't even know whether we would exist. You know, there was the whole question, was the hospital going to be sold? What was going to happen? So there was a lot of uncertainty. But we plugged along and we kept doing our charity and our work. But we really weren't sure what the future held. But this past year, we've had, you know, some conversations about the foundation. We just completed a strategic planning session, and looking towards the future, the foundation board has made a decision that they're going to focus on two areas, because these are two big health needs in the community. One is behavioral health issues, and the other is diabetes. And so our work, while we will continue to do Charity Invitational and be involved in it, our work is going to be more expansive. And what we want to do is not just, you know, rely locally, but we want to reach out beyond Gallup, beyond McKinley County. And so now we're going back to the Western Health Foundation because we see that as a more expansive place of where we want to go.
There has been a shift in nonprofits across the country to look more at collaborations with other nonprofits, and I certainly see a place for the Western Health Foundation to have collaborations, not only for fundraising, but for interdisciplinary projects.
Exactly, and you're exactly right. Those are things that we already have some things in place. We've also been working on recruiting some additional board members that don't necessarily live in our community, but have, you know, contacts and influences elsewhere to be able to strengthen, because there are folks out there that really care about the health issues that we experience in this community. So that's what we're looking for. We're growing and expanding.
Dr. Gonzaga, as a primary care physician and an infectious diseases specialist, where do you see a wellness center in that continuum from preventive care to treatment?
I'm glad you asked that question, because what Ina has mentioned, really in this day and age, we have to really emphasize a lot of preventive medicine and primary care. That's why we're having this wellness center, not only to take care of rehabilitation post-op, or even for people who, after having surgery or stroke or having diabetes-related complications, that we can start from the beginning, teaching young people, our children, and their parents how to really take care of their diet and their food, and even watching their health closely. And eventually, to the hope that we'll be able to prevent them from having complications in the future. And also, it will give us a culture of really wellness, you know. Wellness meaning not only body, but also, you know, body, mind, and spirit, you know, most of all. I think this will be a good inspiration to our community, and also for the rest of our people. When they see that, they see that, yep, I have to think well, act well, you know, and even decide well, you know, for all our life's choices. Sometimes we do that sometimes, you know, as weak as we are as humans, that we have to make good choices so we can have better health in the future.
Is there anything else that either of you, Dr. Gonzaga or Ina, would like to share with our listeners?
I did want to add something that Dr. Gonzaga mentioned too, is he mentioned stroke. We actually, as an organization, are working on getting our stroke certification, which means then that we will be able to take care of stroke patients here instead of having them have to be flown out or shipped out elsewhere. And the Wellness Center plays a key role in this because, you know, stroke rehabilitation, the occupational health, the speech and swallowing therapy. We even have a hand therapist. So we have these services. We have a neurologist, Dr. Gonzaga's, Mrs. Dr. Gonzaga.
Flora Caviar.
On staff. So we're blessed by having these resources, and so to be able to serve our community in an additional way, because I think what we've always been striving for is to try to provide so that people don't have to go to far away for care that they should be able to get here, and that's what we're working towards, continue to work towards.
It has been a trend for some years to emphasize preventive care, and I'm very happy to see RMCHCS moving more and more in this direction. It doesn't obviate the need for emergency care and follow-up care. The fact is, even if you do everything right, you could still have a stroke. But knowing that there are things you can do to lessen your chances for those things, obesity is a major issue impacting on so many different diseases.
And it's also very important because the educational aspect of it comes into the picture of the wellness. I was just, you know, I was with a patient earlier, and we said how blessed we are doing what we do. But actually, we learn from our patients. In fact, I won't be here from, you know, all the things that I do if not for the patients who have entrusted their care to me all these years. And in return, you know, we're trying our best to educate them, and even have them that kind of sort of like owning your own diseases so you can move forward. It's almost like you're actually, there's a word for it that I term like when you own your disease and do something about it, then you can able to move forward and do some, you know, eventually improvement in your health, you know, overall. Yeah, it's called empowerment. You know, we're trying to empower our patients and their families so they can make decisions and eventually affect their health in the future.
I think all of us are impacted by our family histories and how our families ate, how they were active, etc. And certainly with youth spending more and more time with electronic games and less time with physical activities, it's another layer of danger for the health of our community. And I think anything that can be done to enhance that discussion is going to be helpful.
Yes. Yeah, and the solutions, some of them are very simple. I mean, I know one thing that Daisy does in the Healthy Kids, Healthy Parenting Program is encourages families to eat together, to sit down around the table and have a meal. Because there are many families that don't, or they'll grab their food and sit in front of the TV or whatever. And, you know, that's a simple solution. I mean, and many of us growing up, that was expected of us. I mean, I know we had to be home for dinner at 6 o'clock, you know, and we were all around the table. Hmm. And that's just a simple, but it's a lifestyle change.
Yes.
Dr. Christopher Gonzaga, Ina Burmeister, thank you so much for spending a few minutes to talk about what RMCHCS is planning and about the coming fundraiser, the Charity Invitational. And again, to summarize, the big events, Friday, September 9th, the golf tournament at Coyote del Mal Pais Golf Course in Grants, New Mexico. Saturday, September 10th, there will be a run walk with registration starting at 7 in the morning and getting underway by 9 in the Gallup OHV MX Park out on Hassler Valley Road out past the community pantry. And the trap shoot competition happening at 9 a.m. also on Saturday, September 10th. It's located 6 miles west and 3 miles north of downtown Gallup. And, of course, the gala event, September 17th, that's a Saturday evening at 6 at Red Rock State Park in Church Rock. And for more information, 505-863-7287. And again, let's remind people.
That's the Filipino Cultural Extravaganza on Friday, August 26th at 6 p.m. at the JFK Mid-School Auditorium. There's a ticket at the gate, but if you're interested, there's tickets at the College Clinic, Red Rock Clinic, and with the Filipino teachers at the Gallup-McKinley County Schools. And I've encouraged my patients and my friends who's listening right now. I think this is a fun event. Thank you for all your participation. Thank you for having us, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.
The RMCHCS Charity Invitational happens in September with the golf tournament on September 9th and on the 10th, a trap shoot and the Adventure Warrior Run walk. The gala event will be on September 17th at Red Rock Park. Proceeds will benefit the new Wellness Center. For more information, you may call the Western Health Foundation at 505-863-7287.
On Friday, August 26th, there will be a Filipino cultural extravaganza at JFK Middle School at 6 p.m. in the school auditorium. This is in support of RMCH's 20th Charity Invitational Community of Wellness. There will be food, dances, and songs. If you would like more information, please call 505-863-7282.